Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wondery's new podcast, This Job is History, is hosted by Chris Parnell from Saturday Night Live and Rick and Morty. Steeped in factual history, this brilliantly funny podcast delves into quirky and absurd jobs from the past. Clock in and listen to This Job is History on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show today. I'm with a gorgeous man. You know what? He's not only gorgeous on the outside, his heart is actually very fuckable, too. Welcome, the hottest heart alive, Ben Mandelker. Hi, Ben.
Thanks for giving me a hot heart.
Yeah, okay. I'm sticking my penis in your heart.
Yeah. Yeah, my heart's a fuckboy, though. Be careful.
Fuck heart. Welcome, fuck everybody, heart. To Watch What Crappens. Today is a very special day because it is Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Day. Again, we are really pumping these out because that's what the penguin did, okay? The peacock.
I wish it was penguin.
You know? Penguins pump them out, too. They just walk a lot further to do it. I've seen penguin documentaries. But yeah, peacock march. Is pumping a lot out. So here we are, pumping them out. And also, guess what? This week, we're traveling. So these episodes are going to be airing while we fly to cities to bring you live recaps in Seattle of Real Housewives of New Jersey. That's this Thursday night. And then Friday night, we're going to be in San Francisco, California at the Palace of Fine Arts to bring you Vanderpump Rules Live. Those are both huge shows, but they're also huge audiences. So get some tickets, come see us. And then I'm going to run through what we're doing in the next month. We're going to go to Toronto, Philadelphia, followed in May by New York City, Washington, D.C., and then we've got a huge June. So if you want all those dates, go over to watchwhatcrappens.com. You will also find links to our Patreon. That's where you get videos, Crappens on Demand videos. Hi, we're on it right now. Hi. Okay, it's a video recap.
Whoa, Ultimate Girls Trip video recap, okay?
Yeah, so that's where you get those. Also, our bonus episodes and all that good stuff. Thank you to everybody who supports us on Patreon. Thank you all for coming to our shows. We love meeting you and seeing you. And I'm going to, you know, try and get past that now because I know we do this every day to you. And these recaps are very long. So let's get to it, Ben.
Okay. Let's get to it. Let's get into it. So Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, Episode 3. Season 3. We are in a restaurant. It's evening, and Leah has just declared that Alexia's story about her husband having a secret illicit gay love affair with a hot muscly escort is boring.
Well, Leah thinks it's boring because she asked Alexia for the story privately, so Alexia told her the whole thing, and now she's telling everybody the whole thing. You know, sorry, Leah, that's how it works. And Leah doesn't like things being repeated, but I think she'll say grandma about 10 more times in this episode.
I guess, unfortunately, this story is just not as fascinating as hearing how she dated a guy that she calls PETA, or how her ex, how they aren't together anymore, but like he's still very much in his daughter's life and in her daughter's life. Like, I guess we're just not going to have stories as interesting as those that she likes to tell over and over again.
Leah has been called out. Everybody's like, whatever. Don't tell her she's boring. And she's like, I didn't say boring. And then we see proof that she did, in fact, say that. So we start with these black and white freeze frames of this fight going down. Like, it's the biggest thing we've ever seen. And then we come back and start with Leah saying, Marisol, you're in a bad mood because your stomach hurts. Don't take it out on me. It's not my fault that you're drinking vodka every morning. Congratulations on not drinking for a year or two. You don't get to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't get to drink shame people. I get to drink. We get to. You don't get to. That's not cool.
Marisol's like, you're a recovering alcoholic. That's not my fault. I know how to monitor my cocktails. I'm happy drunk, okay? She had to give it up. She was torturing people around her. And then she's projecting on me that I drink too much. I didn't have to quit. You had to quit. I'm fine.
I think she actually at one point calls herself a hobby drunk, which I think is hilarious. It's like,
I didn't see either
of
that.
Like, it's like an addition to the happy drunk. She's also a hobby. Like, this is my hobby. Okay.
I'm on all the forums, you know, happydrinker.net, you know, you can find me. Cocky347, I wrote something really interesting in the forum today, which is like, hey guys, anyone got a stomachache? 5 responses so far. Such a hobby.
But also have to, while I'm calling bullshit on people, yeah, you shouldn't say that either to somebody. Like, well, you're a recovering alcoholic. It's not my fault. I know how to moderate my drinking. Like, no, you just haven't really admitted that you can't moderate your drinking. You know what I mean? That's really the only difference.
It's pretty callous. Yeah, it's a pretty callous thing to say, but at the same time, Leah basically put herself in a position where she is callous ready.
Yes. You deserve it.
She will be right? receiving callous.
It was in self-defense. It was self-defense callousness, so Leah loses. So yeah. Then we get the opening. Dun 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 dun.
Still not happy with it.
I need more. I mean, it's not too late, guys. Okay, listen to the people. Give us a real song. This sucks.
I feel like every Girls Trip theme song should be a variation on Housewives on the Island, baby. Obviously, they're not always on an island, so it can't be always the same lyrics, but it should be like a different arrangement of that song.
Housewives into Thailand, baby. When anybody start. Housewives of the Island, in Thailand, baby.
That's yeah, it? Housewives in Thailand.
Like, what is this Viva! Island? Yeah, Island.
Like that theme song. Island. That do you remember the first time you heard that theme song and you're like, holy shit, like we've never heard anything like this in the Bravo universe. It was like so big and exciting and bold, and like it was like so perfect. And now we just have this sad kind of like patchwork of garage band loops of like dung 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 dung.
Yeah, you can't just give us a real theme song and then give us this. Okay, we were nice about the Dorinda theme song because I felt like that one at least had a theme, which was murder, right?
Yeah, it kind of matched the like crazy old mansion.
But it was also, I thought it sounded like that Only Murders in the Building theme as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
Only Succession in the Building.
Only Success. Oh, yeah. And Dorinda has the 10 little Indian things on her fireplace, like from the Agatha Christie novel. So it is mm-hmm. like murder. You know, mm-hmm. so that made sense. This one's just no.
Well, this one makes sense in that it's like Thai themed, but it's just sort of it's too slow. It's just like a little kind of like wah.
There's no chorus. There's no open. There's no bridge. Where's the bridge?
Where's the love?
Where's the bridge? Okay, so let's go back to the show. So we open the show. It's terrible. And then Giselle's like, what would you like us to do, Leah? She goes, if you're so bored. And Leah's like, I mean, I don't know. Like, why are you asking the woman with like a period 28 days out of a month? Like, what am I supposed to say? Okay.
Let's just talk about some of like the, I don't know, let's talk about something about we don't know about or whatever. Like, you know, I just like, listen, don't talk to me. Like, I don't want the floor anymore. I don't want it anymore. And Giselle's like, well, this is a very compelling story. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Alexia, but I appreciated it. It's not boring to me. Yeah.
And Portia's like, okay, well, we're just trying to figure out what Leah wants to talk about. I guess she wants to talk about penises, everybody. So they're totally, now it's like anti-Leah. Like, people are officially sick of Leah's shit, right? So Leah's like, I mean, it is a little bit of a snooze fest, guys. Sorry. And Heather goes, then ask questions about it. What kind of gay was it? Was it the kind of gay that you could, you know, ask to start a choir for you? Or was it the kind of gay who makes fun of you on the internet? Which kind? Like, there's so many places, there's so many directions the story could go.
Yeah, and so Portia's like, yeah, well, she doesn't want to know anything else. And Leah goes, that's true. So then there's like this awkward.
I have to add it to Leah because she at least stands her ground. She's like, it is boring. I'm not going to say it's not boring. And I'm not going to cry because you guys are mad. The story is boring, period.
Yeah, I do like that she's sort of unflappable. Even though they say that she is flappable, I do like that she's unflappable, but she's also an asshole.
She's a troll. You know, she is the definition of a troll.
She is a troll.
She gets off on it. She tries to make people mad, and then she totally gets off on them being mad. You know?
Yeah. So Giselle's like, well, let me say this, Alia. If I share a story and you're bored with it, and it's my life, and it's personal to me, that's not cool, la.
Well, thankfully, like, you don't ever do that.
So, no. Thankfully, that's a deep theoretical.
I think you're safe, babe.
Yeah, and Leah's like, well, I didn't mean it in a disrespectful way. I'm sorry it came off that way. That's it. I just meant it in more like a, oh my God, this story is so boring. Why is this woman even on this show with us? She's such a stupid slut. I hate her. That's all.
Yeah. And so there's no reaction because it's like the worst apology ever. And Portia is disappointed that there's no fight. She's like, damn, y'all's apologies come quick. And Leah goes, that's it. That's all I'm saying. I didn't mean to disrespect for you. Just disrespect you. God, I'm even bored with my own apology. It's the most boring fucking night I've ever had in my life. So Lexi is like, honestly, like, I don't know what's going on with Leah, but I don't know what's going on with her. I'll tell you that much. And so Leah's like, I mean, come on, guys. Alexia sucks the air out of the room sometimes. I'm like, yes, that is true. But you're also like a fleshlight complaining about suction. You know what I mean? Like, you're not one to talk.
So Leah's like, whatever a fleshlight is.
I mean, just, that's
what? So I'm just bored. By the way, why is Shannon Bedore not on one of these Real Housewives Ultimate Girls trips? Hello,
she will
I mean, she is the most neurotic traveler of all time. Come on now.
They'll get her.
Leah's like, she's like, all right, I'm disrespectful. Okay, fine. And Portia's like, well, if she doesn't want to go to know anybody, then I don't feel like she should be here. And Candace is like, well, Giselle, you were in Miami. Were you in Miami with a man? Candace basically is like, okay, fine, whatever. Let's put Giselle in the hot seat if Giselle's, you know, like, because why not?
Yeah. And Giselle goes, oh, are you asking if Shanita has a man? Ha, ha, ha. So she starts this whole Shanita might not need a man because she might have seen a man. So you should call me might have seen a man.
Yeah. She goes, you gotta go get trolloped on before you go to Thailand. Come on now. So then Giselle starts stands up because her butt's hurting because apparently they've been there for hours sitting there at the table. And Portia's like, what are you doing? That looks like really weird. And she's like, I don't even care at this point. My butt hurts.
Leah and Candace go off to the bathroom. And Leah's like, I think everyone hates me. And she goes, no, they don't. She goes, yeah, like everyone took it so seriously. Like, it's not that serious. Like, sometimes people need to be told they're dumb. Okay, that's it. And she's like, yeah, I mean, it's not like I said I wanted to murder children or something like that.
Yeah. And Candace is like, I don't think anyone's really upset. I wouldn't worry about it. One thing about Leah, she's going to say whatever she thinks and feels. And that's the New York in her. I don't think that wasn't the time to say it. I don't think that was the time to say it and, you know, to say that she was bored. But Alexia was talking ad nauseum. And as far as I could tell, there were no hit songs coming out of her mouth. Like the ones that come out of my mouth. You better drive back and drive back.
So back to the table, everyone's like, this is boring.
they're like, now they're all bored.
Yeah, now they're bored of something real, which is this lady boys night that has turned into nothing but sitting there forever. So they're like, what is going on? Are we going to actually have this lady boy night? And Portia's like, I mean, there was definitely a point to this night. It was to have those cards get shady. And Lexi is like, oh, yeah, the point was to talk about you. That was the point. So they all crack up. And Alexia is like, because apparently I'm boring. Apparently. It's like, okay, Alexia, okay.
You know, Alexia is really mad because last year, you know, the whole thing that everyone was saying about Alexia is, wow, like everyone loved Alexia last year because they're like, everything in the world happens to Alexia. So she probably was like, yeah, I'm the one that like everything in the world happens to. Like, I'm the most exciting person there is. So to come out here and have someone tell her that she's boring, she probably cannot process that.
Yeah.
So they're all waiting for Candace has disappeared. So they're like, okay, she's probably going to do a show or something. And Marisol, meanwhile, her stomach has gotten really bad. She's like, I mean, it's like it's burning. It's just like terrible. I mean, God, like so I'm having a stomach disaster. It's just like burning. And it's like someone, like there's gas in it. And someone lit the fire and the gas in my stomach. This is terrible. So she goes off to go talk to a paramedic because her stomach... I mean, she clearly has an ulcer, by the way. Like, it's, like, so obvious she has an ulcer and she keeps drinking booze to try to fix it. It's just getting worse and worse.
Yeah. So Candace goes to the special performance area where she's keeping all the lady boys. And they start squealing and cheering for her when they see her. And because Lord knows what they've been told. They've probably just been told international pop star from America is coming. So they're freaking out. And she had sent them a video, so they learned to dance and choreographed a whole thing. And she's like, it feels like pop stardom to perform at Thailand. It's another step to cementing me as an artist. I'm international now.
This is some straight up James Kennedy bullshit. Like the time that like they played his song at a club in Mexico once when he went up to DJ and says, can you play my song? And then he's like, oh, they're playing me in Mexico. They're playing me in Mexico. I'm international, baby. It's like, no.
So Mary Soul finds a doctor, and I don't know. First, I thought he was English, but then is he Southern? What's his doctor? I'm dying. I just want to enjoy my trip. Just fix me. He's like, have you been drinking some today? What have you been doing? You've been drinking, you bad girl. You were naughty. You were naughtier than a rope hanging over the side of a boat with anchor tied at the end. Naughty. Okay.
I feel like this guy collects Beanie Babies. He's like, okay, you know what? There's this drug that's like a bunch of other drugs together and put it in a shot. We're going to try that on you, honey. Okay, it's going to look real nice. I think you got an ulcer. Yeah.
This is really good. She goes, oh, I mean, I've been drinking a little because I just can't drink very much. Oh, by the way, I do drink all day, every day. And he goes, oh, I know. I can see your face. What? How dare you?
So she's getting her medical checkup in the corner, and the ladyboys come out and they do this show. They're like doing kind of like a performance to a royalty-free Single Ladies, because like, you hear like that noise in Single Ladies that sort of sounds like a computer alert, like you tried to click on something that wasn't available. Yeah. It has the same beat, and it's like,
that's good. That sounded just like it.
You know, it's like. Like, if you enjoyed it, then you probably should have put an item of jewelry on it. If you enjoyed it, then you should have put some jewelry on it. Whoa, ha, 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 hee, ha, whoa, hoo, hoo, ho, ho, ho.
And the song is like, I'm chilling with my girls on the town. I'm chilling with the girls on the town. KFC, KFC. We have KFC, KFC. So
all the women who aren't engaged, 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 all the women who aren't engaged.
So everybody's wooing, and Giselle's like, wow, some of them are women, right? And they're like, no, Giselle. So they do full choreography, which is really good. And Candace is wearing this crazy dress, as she should be. You know, it's her performance, like this crazy marshmallow realness dress, she calls it. So yes. They like it. And Leah's like, this look is saying, like, take me into the shower with you. And then, like, put some Dove soap on me. And then, like, wash yourself with me.
Move me around your body. It was one of the finest things I think Leah's ever said. And then Portia's like, she looks like one of those sponges for your back. And she's like, a loofah, ah. And she's like, yeah. And then one of the dancers falls over, poor thing. And
so embarrassed for that dancer. It's like, goodbye knees. Because, you know, after that, they're like, no, you're never welcome to this troupe again. Bam.
And so then Candace, of course, is singing Drive Back and everything. And it's like, it's being played out of not even like a Bluetooth speaker. I think they just have like an iPhone that's playing somewhere near the camera, you know?
Yeah.
And then the audio cuts out and then it comes back in. And Heather's like, oh my God. I mean, the vocal track cuts out and she doesn't skip a beat. I mean, wow, these are legends that I'm with here, musical and otherwise. I mean, she prances around the stage like a true professional. I mean, I would scurry off like Ashley Simpson on Saturday Night Live. I am hashtag blessed to be here right now.
So now it's time to go home, and they're all getting back in the vans, and Heather can't get into the van she's trying to get into, and she goes, well, I got ejected, so I guess I'm going with Patti LaBelle. I'm so excited. Get ready, we're making a Spotify playlist the second my butt hits that seat.
By the way, can you believe that the Ashley Simpson SNL thing is almost 20 years ago? It happened in 2004. That's 19 years ago. Is that crazy?
I don't remember it. What happened?
Ashley Simpson was a guest on SNL, and for her second song, it was like the wrong track started to play because it was like singing to track or something, and she got awkward and then ran off the stage, and it became like a whole thing, and it like ended her career.
Oh, really? She's not still around, Ashley Simpson?
No, not like that.
She's gone now.
Not like that. She was like a rising star, and then like the star rose, and then went down.
It flared.
Very Bravo. Very Bravo.
Portia's like, oh my God, that was the longest dinner ever. So then in the other van, Heather is with Marisol and she's like, is there vodka in the bottle in here? Marisol goes, yes, I'm Marisol. Can't I join you? Like, come on. And Heather's like, are you speaking of Marisol in the third person? That is so famous of you.
Yeah. So they're like, they're just like talking, they're just like joking around and stuff. And then Giselle is saying that Candace's nature is actually not that petty. She's like saying that Candace is a responder more than an initiator. And she's like never the one to be mean first. She normally reacts. And then we get like Candace's greatest hits. So we see Shasha being like, I don't play with kids, honey. Well, I don't play with old ladies.
And then Ashley saying, you shouldn't be yelling at me in your mama's house. And then her doing the butter knife thing, the infamous being held back from attacking Ashley with a butter knife.
And Bia saying, I wanted to show up to something that wasn't low budget, Candace. And then Candace going, your mama's low budget. Watch your mouth.
So then we come back and Portia's like, that's why I was like, hold on, we're getting there, come on. And she goes, it's like when you're in elementary school and a little boy's pulling your hair because he likes you. It's cute. She made her whole game centered around giving me a name. That's cute. I mean, I've been on Atlanta Housewives. This is baby shade. Baby shade.
Yeah, it is.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. If you're looking for the answer to deep philosophical questions like what is the meaning of life, I can't really help you. But I do believe that we really enrich our experience here by learning from others. And that's why in each episode, I like to talk with actors, musicians, artists, scientists, and many more types of people about how they get the most out of life. We explore how they felt during the highs and sometimes more importantly, the lows of their careers. We discuss how they've been able to stay happy during some of the harder times. But if I'm being honest, it's mostly just fun chats between friends about the important stuff. Like, if you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it? Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
And then, of course, in the other van, Candace is playing Drive Back. And they're singing along. She's like, do you make me want to drive back? Drive back. Oh my God. I get to sing the song with the actual artist in the van with me. Drive back. Drive back.
And then Marisol goes, wait, what song is that? And I said, it's Candace's song. She just sang it. And she goes, oh, that's your song? Wait a minute. That lyric, the cars aren't compliant? Is that what it says? And Candace is like pumping the brakes on cars that aren't compliant. She's like, this is music? Like, hold on, let me just pick up Steve so I can hear some sanity. When she picks it up, Steve's like, loving that man of mine. Like, thank you, Steve. Just wanted to remember what musicality sounded like. See you soon, honey.
I loved Marisol being so puzzled. She's like, wait, you wrote a lyric with the words non-compliant?
Cars aren't compliant.
Like, what? Like these are your lyrics? It's not like Danity Kane, though. I always like that one Danity Kane song, you know, great song, wonderful song, but that it starts off like, do you need to have a first aid kit handy? I'm like, what lyric is that? How do you start a song saying, do you have a first aid kit handy?
Do you need a first kit aid? So now it's in the morning. My heart is damaged.
Yes. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
And now we're in the morning, and Pepsi comes to Alexia's room, and he's like, I've got good news for you, Marisol. Are you good? And she's like, I'm testing different medications, right? That Southern doctor just said a lot of things. But this one, I think, is supposed to help with something he called ratchet. I'm not sure. I'm putting that on my system.
I'm confused. He gave me this medicine. He said it's just 10 cc's of hummingbird cake, so I don't even understand how that's going to help me.
So he's like, it's sunshiny, so we get to have the yacht party. So I guess this is Alexia and Marisol's day, which is a yacht party, because that's what we do in Miami, okay? You look sexy, there's air, there's water. I'll bring Miami to Thailand. I was like, wow, you're bringing boat trips to a place on the water? That's amazing thinking.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure, I never thought of that. I'm sure nobody in Thailand was like, you know what, guys? We should try floating with some music.
Yeah. So they're going to go to this island where they can see dolphins and they can go snorkeling and stuff. And Lexi says, oh, well, you know, Marisol loves to snorkel. And Marisol's like, yeah, especially with my weaving. So Pepsi's like, oh, well, they have a hot tub too. And Marisol's like, oh, did he say they have hot sake? You know, cause maybe hot sake would work. I mean, it's boiled rice. I mean, you keep telling me to eat rice. So maybe I should have some hot sake.
I mean, it's basically got Leah's personality, so how bad can it be for your stomach? Am I right? Like, the worst that can happen is my stomach's going to get bored to death and fall asleep.
So, yeah, they're saying that the brochure is like, wah, wah, wah. But, like, you know what? We can need to sell more tickets to the bro show, okay, than Candace. Okay, we got to do better. And, well, I mean, the good news is that we don't lip sync.
So then Heather is rubbing her butt with Bronter, and she's like, gotta give Portia a run for her money with this one, because Portia's been walking around with her big butt. And so Heather's like, gonna drive back.
just loving it. And then so Pepsi's bringing breakfast for Leah and stuff, because Leah's been in bed. She was up all night on Red Bull, so she's like sleepy, and she only has a few minutes to get ready. And then we see gray skies. We see pool floats falling off the infinity pool. So I guess Leah really did have a cause for concern in the previous episode when she thought she was going to fall over the edge of it. Because stuff actually does fall off the edge of it. So I thought The infinity pool was an illusion where, like, it looks like there's an edge. That there's no edge, but there really is a secret edge. But,
yeah. Oh, well, there's kind of an edge, but then there's that little part you fall down into. It doesn't really just go into oblivion, you know. You know that, right?
Sure, yeah, I do.
Well, yeah, well, I'm talking to an idiot.
You know that, don't you?
You know that. Why am I talking to you like you're a fucking moron who's never been in a pool?
No, but I mean, I actually don't have a lot of experience with infinity pools.
I was shocked when I learned that about infinity pools, because I lived in LA for so long, but I never knew anyone rich enough for a pool, you know? And when they were, it's like the size of a postage stamp. I ain't going in there. But when I actually saw my first infinity pool, they're so neat, but then you look down and the water's falling into like a little pool, and I'm like, oh, like, god, gutter. That's so unimpressive. What, I have to walk down there to I was like very infinity pool judgy. So
yeah,
it's fairly that's recent, okay, for me. So I have to ask people, are you familiar with how infinity pools work?
Are you up to date on the latest infinity pool designs?
Right.
So, so Heather is the only one at breakfast, of course. I mean, Heather really is the new girl at school trying to sit with the popular girls. And she's like, she's sitting there ready for Portia and Giselle to come in. She's like, ready for the alphas. Alphas are going to come in. We're going to have a great breakfast. I guess just me. I guess I'm the only one here at breakfast. And I'd like to thank everyone for joining me at breakfast today. I've never felt like more of a group in my life. Okay, I guess I'll just put away these breakfast presents I made for my new besties. I'll just put these bracelets down here under the table.
So Pepsi goes to see Candace, and she's like, so Pepsi, what's the tea? And he's like, the tea? And she's like, yeah, you know that term, right? It means, like, what's going on? Like, what's the tea? And he's like, we've got hot tea today, let me tell ya. And she's like, oh, hot tea on the yacht? So cute. I love Pepsi.
Yeah. He's like, it's going to be hot, hot, hot. So now, just like more like getting ready. Leah's washing her face. Giselle's asking Whitney about last night. And Whitney's like, last night, it was a lot. It was a lot. Like, I lost about 5 teeth trying to put a Foreman grill in my mouth. And she's like, yes, that was horrifying to watch.
Leah is so rude. If you don't want to be here, then go. If you don't want to go, then stay. If you don't want to stay, then leave. Leah's like, hey, everybody. She's like, oh, hello, Leah. Hello.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, I did do Project Runway with Leah, and she was a cool girl, and you want to hang out with her and stuff, but now she's turned into a different person, and I need to know what's going on, because I like Leah-ish.
Yeah, and I like the whole, I did Project Runway with Leah. I like that they keep saying that, like that was a huge accomplishment. That
like you hung out with her for 10 minutes. Created
as artists, you know?
Yeah.
So then everybody arrives. Candace has this gigantic straw hat that's like
it looks like an oversized tortilla shell. Yeah, it's huge.
It does. It looks like if you had like a little tiny mini potato on a plate and then put a corn tortilla over it. So it's just kind of like
yeah, it looked tempting. Like one of those. It looked like one of those taco salads, like those giant, you know, like tortilla bowls that you put the salad into.
Yeah,
enormous.
So then what? So Giselle is talking. Oh no, we've already done that. Okay, let me go down here. So it's fan time. So Portia's like, so Marisol, you're just basically observing, right? So what have you observed? And Marisol's like, well, Leah has some odd behaviors. I look into her eyes and I just don't know. I mean, it seems like what's coming out of her mouth isn't coming out of her head. Because what's coming out of her head is not coming out of her mouth. And when her mouth moves, her ears twitch. I don't even know what the girl's doing. All I know is there's twins named Leah, and I'm supposed to know what the fuck they're talking.
All I know is that that mouth moves in one way, and whatever's coming, you know what came out of her heart? An actual Valentine. And then when I tried to get it out, I got electrocuted. Were you playing Operation again? I was. I was playing Operation.
So then Leah in her van is like, well, guys, like, I mean, like, some people think I'm emotionally stunted, but my parents kicked me out when I was young. So I think, like, now I'm living out those years because I didn't really get to be young.
That's called being emotionally stunted, by the way. You're emotionally stunted. If you didn't get to, like, if you are if you're stuck at a certain age, that's emotionally stunted.
Yeah.
So Portia, her theory is that Leah wants attention, but then as soon as she gets it, she gets nervous about it and is like, oh, no, 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 no. I'm sorry. And like, she feels like Leah is trying to turn the table, and that's like what she's trying to do. She's trying to shift the energy. And then when she gets that energy, she then basically plays the victim.
Right. So then we go to Portia. Oh, yeah. They're talking about that. So Alexi's like, so what do you think of Pepsi? And Pepsi's like, no, she says, what do you think of this Pepsi? And Pepsi's like, my ears are blocked. I can't hear any kind of tea spilling. All right. There's tea piping, but I'm not putting up my cup for any of this tea, lady.
I'm just in the back seat, not hearing anything. I'm just good little Pepsi. Here to bring you to your boat.
So let's see what happens after this.
Heather's ready to turn up. She's ready to get on that yacht and turn up with all the cool alphas. And Leah's ready to turn the fuck up also. So they're getting there. There's like welcome mojitos. And Alexia's like, hello, everyone. Can I talk? This is my day. Okay, this is star day. You may have noticed there's like extra spotlights on this yacht. That's because I'm here, because I'm a star. Hello, star speaking. Star trying to speak. Everyone, hello.
And they're trying to look at her, but Leah can't see behind Candace's hat because it's so big. It's like, oh my God. So they tour the boat. And
Alexia's like, do you mind taking your hat down? Because I can't see the girls. Hello. Do you mind taking your hat down?
So they have mojitos and all this stuff. And so then Marisol's like, well, I actually brought in the same hat that Candace did, but when I saw her in it, I was like, I'm going to look like an ass in that hat. I just left it in my suitcase. Is it an expandable hat?
I guess so, because Portia earlier says, how did she pack that? Also, there's like a minor controversy that doesn't really result in anything of Giselle. Giselle brought the tequila? I always call it Casa Azul, but it's not called Casa Azul. I think it's just called Azul. Casula? Well, you know, you all know which one. The tall one with the white.
I was corrected the other day. Actually, I was corrected by you, sir. You were
my cousin corrected me. It's called... You know what it is. Because my cousin pulled me aside at Passover last year and said, stop saying Casa Azul. It's called this.
I thought that's what it was. But
I call it Casa Azul. I think it's called like Casa Cazul.
Is it Cava Azul?
Tequila. Now we Cazul.
Are you looking it up?
I have to, because otherwise people are going to get mad at us. Oh, it's called Class Azul. Class Azul. That's what it was.
Oh, Class Azul. Okay. It's too expensive. I'm not paying that much for tequila.
That's what expensive. I call
it. That's crazy. It's insanely expensive.
That's ridiculous. Stupid Class Azul. Either way, Giselle was like, I brought this. And Alex said, no, I brought it. It's actually my tequila. She's like, no, but I brought it. They get into like a little spat about who brought the Class Azul.
Yeah. And so Portia is like, oh my God, could Candace get her cat, her hat out of my way? She literally looks like a thumb with a tent on top. It's everywhere. Like, oh. And so Pepsi's just like, ladies, I've got to go back to the villa now. Enjoy making your tea. And Alexi's like, does anybody want to go back with him? What do people want? Do they want to go back? And she looks at Leah. And then Portia goes, Leah, do you want to go back? And Leah's like, no, why would I want to go back? Why is everyone asking me that? Okay, just like lay it on me, guys. I mean, if you're going to come for me. Okay, people are annoyed with me saying I'm bored. So I'm not the most popular person. So they're going to come at me. It's just toxic and low vibrations.
You know, I think the proper way to ask if she wanted to return to the villa was to say, do you want to drive back and drive back? So Heather, meanwhile, is just like thrilled. She's like, this yacht is amazing. Although I wonder what the timeline was with her being on Below Deck Adventure and this. I wonder, was Below Deck Adventure after this? Because this yacht doesn't even compare to the Below Deck Adventure yacht. Like, that's a super yacht, you know? And she's like blown away by this one.
She's blown away by everything. It's Heather. I know. I know that yacht experience was somewhere in the middle of a co-cabin for Heather, because that was crazy. Below Deck was crazy. She was crazy on that. She was like, obviously, yeah, something was up with her, drug-wise, or something was going on with her. So we know that that happened, but I don't know the timeline. I don't know if this is before she cleaned up or after, but I'm still horrified by that one. So Portia's like, this is first class here in Thailand. And then they talk about the bottle of tequila again. And then Leah's like, it's raining. And Whitney said sharks come out after the rain. And Heather's like, I'm already swimming with the sharks on the yacht. Why would I want to get in the water?
No one's even paying attention to Heather anymore. She just keeps saying these things. They're like, yeah.
Heather keeps making like housewives quotes. She's like, what? And like Leah did earlier when she's like, why would I want to like get into danger when I'm already in danger around these women?
Yeah. And when Leah says that, like, she heard that sharks come out after the rain, Alexi goes, oh, well, you know what? My son told me there's no sharks in Thailand. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to assume Frankie did not say that, which means Peter said that. What? You're going to listen to Peter about sharks in Thailand?
Yeah, there's no sharks in Thailand. Really, Peter?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
He's like, that's why I'm moving to Puerto Rico. That's where all the sharks live.
I just did a search of are there sharks in Thailand? And right away, it's like a million sharks. I just want to say, 8 shark varieties divers encounter in Thailand. It's like a million nurse sharks, hammerhead sharks. Hello. There's one called a tawny nurse shark. So it's
tawny.
Tawny. That's the nurse shark that comes over for potlucks.
So Leah's like, they're talking about the sharks, and then Leah fake laughs and then fake cheers. She's like, oh, look at me, I'm having so much fun now. Is everybody happy? Kind of attitude. And Giselle goes, but Leah, are you good? Because last night was strange. And she goes, yeah, well, I'm glad you just brought that up, because like, I want to ask Portia something. So when you asked if I want to be here, and yesterday, Giselle, you asked me if I wanted to be here, and I think you like said it because at lunch I had said that I had feelings of maybe not wanting to come. And then we see the clip of her being like, last season was so hard. And Leah goes, so yeah, I thought it was kind of shady that you brought up something that I was being vulnerable about, and then you try to use it against me.
It's like, what is Leah talking about? Like, no, like, they're all kind of puzzled. Like, no, no one was even really listening when you talked about that. Portia's like, yeah, but you know, like, you want to know why, like, she said, you want to go home? Like, why, like, why we made a joke right now? Like, you've been acting like you want to go home. That's why.
No, she goes, because you literally said you wanted to go home. Because she's like, I didn't want to be here. I wanted to go home. And then we get ding, ding. And up on the screen, it says round one, Leah versus Portia and Giselle. So Portia's like, wild. You are wild as hell. Like, you're confronting someone about asking if you want to go home after you said you wanted to go home. And Leah goes, what? And Giselle's like, yeah, last night you said you were bored. She goes, yeah, well, I was bored last night. So what?
So you say to the whole table, why don't you get drunk or something? I'm bored. Like we're not entertaining unless we're drunk. And Leah's like, well, that's what I'm like used to people saying to me. Because like before the ship started, like Marisol texted me. So now we get Leah versus Marisol because we get this text. We see this text message that Marisol sent that said, I'm saying that I support your sobriety, obviously, and I could never do what you do because I don't have your willpower and I marvel what you've done. But on that note, I wish you were still drinking. That's all.
But this is so classic that Leah is trying to turn this into something that happened with Marisol a zillion. Like, no one cares. You know what I mean? She's like, oh, I called you boring? Well, here's what Marisol told me in a text. Nice try, lady. So then we see Leah's text back to her, and it says, oh, thank you. I'm so happy I'm not drinking, though, LOL. And Marisol texts back, well, as long as you feel good and you're happy, I mean, that's the ultimate life goal, my friend.
And Leah's like, well, so I felt like a type of way, but I didn't want to bring that into the trip. And then Alexia... This is such Alexia. Oh, well, but you know, like, Leah, you have to live in the real world. People are going to tell you that kind of stuff. People are going to say, oh, so you're in recovery? Well, I wish you were drinking. Like, you just have to expect that. Just expect it, Leah.
Be strong, okay? Don't be weak.
Leah's like, what? Yeah, you know, like, oh, you should have had a drink. You should have a drink. Like, people are going to say that to you. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Leah.
By the way, I will say, you know, around my group of friends, not you, Ben, but like my LA friends and stuff, I've been drinking less for a few years now where I've just like cut back, you know, because you remember how I used to be. I was like, I would drink a lot. I would drink a lot, you know.
You throw down.
I could throw down, yeah. And my tolerance was very high. I mean, I could go all night long. And then I just like started to chill. You know, I'm older. I'm getting older. Just started to chill. And some nights I'm like, hey, I need to prove to myself that I don't need to drink to have a good time, right? So I was... Like, I would have a night where I just wouldn't drink. It was no big deal for me. My friends, oh my God, are you sick? No, I'm not sick. Ronnie, do you have a problem? No, I don't have a problem. Because if you do, it's okay. No, I'm fine. You should have a drink then. You should have a drink. Like, why aren't you having a drink? People freak the fuck out when you don't drink. And so I could only imagine what it's like to be purely sober, where people are like, why? Why aren't you drinking? Well, why don't you just drink a little bit? Well, why don't you just have one? Like, what's the problem? How are you going to have fun if you don't drink?
But I feel like if someone's in recovery, if someone's sober, I think actually a lot of people generally are respectful of that. It's more like, oh, normally you drink, but today you've decided not to drink. Why aren't you drinking? You know, but then if someone's sober, it's like, I would never go up to one of my sober friends and be like, oh, I wish you were drinking with me tonight. That would be so fun. Like, I just would never do that.
But
like,
you'd be shocked at how many people do, you know, because I have a lot of friends in recovery too. People just say the dumbest shit constantly. Like, they can't help it. It's like they feel like if you're not drinking or if you're sober, you're saying that they're drunk in a way. You know what I mean? It's like if you're trying to lose weight, other people are like, oh, really? Are you fat shaming me? It's like, no, it's my life has nothing to do with you. You know what I mean?
Well, Leah, so when Alexia says it to Leah, Leah's like, no one tells me that. No one says that they wish they were like I was still drinking, you know? And Alexia's like, no, but like as a joke. Like Peter's like really good joke. Oh, well, you know Peter. He's like, why did the chicken cross the road? And I say, why? And he goes, I don't care, mom. Like, I want to move to Puerto Rico to get away from you. I'm like, ha, that's funny. You know, like a joke.
She's like, oh my God, I can't. I thought we were going to like have fun on the boat, everybody. And Porch is like, no, bitch, because you just told everyone to fuck off. And now you're like, let's have fun. Like, you literally asked me a question and then you asked Giselle a question and then we responded. And Leah's like, oh my God, great. You answered. Can she answer now? Why doesn't she answer now? And Porch is like, and then you accused Marcel. And they're like, Marisol. She's Marisol, you accused her.
Yeah, and Leah's like, Marisol, you're telling me that you wish I was drinking is not nice when I don't drink anymore. And Marisol's like, I said I applaud you and your sobriety, and I wish I could do it. It would be fun if we could drink together. That's all I was saying. It's probably the only way someone could have fun with you. That's all.
And Leah's like, but why does everybody want me to drink? I mean, you're the one that told me if you don't have a drink in the morning, your stomach hurts. Like, I don't want a drink. And she goes, I never said that. Now you're just making stuff up. I mean, my stomach was hurting in the morning until I had a drink. Then it stopped hurting for something like
that. Meanwhile, Marisol's hands are like, I haven't been able to drink in 12 hours because of this ulcer.
I know. She's like, I haven't drank from the van on the way to this boat. And now look at me. you know?
Like her orange juice was spilling. So Marisol's like, you know, morning, noon, and night is, you know, like what's the schedule? Like, there's a schedule now? I'll tell you my schedule. Morning, noon, and night. That's a schedule. As I parch, I drink.
Because Leah goes, this is like when the split screen diary rooms. And Leah goes, I mean, Marisol, can we like wait till noon to drink vodka? I mean, have some eggs. Have a bowl of cereal.
See, I think I'm better when I drink. That's no lie. I think better when I drink. That's no lie. Listen, I don't have a problem. I just can say I just function better with everyday tasks once I have booze in me. But that's not a problem whatsoever.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Leah's like, well, now that everyone hates me, I guess I'll just sit here. And then Portia's like, oh, now you're the victim. Wow, you're the victim again. Really? And now it's round three, Leah versus Portia. And Portia's like, oh, that's so clever, Leah. And Candace goes, this is bullying. And she's like, what? And she goes, you don't have to explain shit to these bitches, Leah. You made a comment. You apologize. It's over.
Leah's like, I'm gonna go take a walk to gather my thoughts. And Candace's like, don't let them bother you. She goes, no, I have to pee. Guys, I have to pee. So then Heather's like, I have dreamed of moments like this where I am in it with all these women. Like, this is an all-star game. And I am watching the greats go at it. And I am sitting there happy that no shots have been fired at me by my new friends.
She's like just wearing a catcher's mitt trying to catch a field ball or whatever, a fly shot. She's like, this is amazing. All my favorite teammates are playing. I'm so glad to be here. Heather, why are you wearing a foam finger? I'm just so excited.
Heather, you're one of them. You're one of them.
So Mary Go gets a cocky and she gets bossy with the ice. I don't know what that is. What kind of ice are you doing in here? I mean, I need you to do better with ice. This is how we do it in Miami. Or I don't know how you do it in Tiami. All right. But this is Miami today. Give me some ice.
Well, you know what? Like, Leah was, like, very unengaged last night. Like, when you're like that and you're, like, in a bad place, like, you either don't go or, like, you leave, okay? But don't start offending people, you know? And Candace is like, that argument is bullshit, okay? Because she already apologized for it, and you all are harping on it. And Leah's like, hey, you know what, guys? You know what? Like, you guys just gave me my period, so thank you. Does anyone have a tampon?
Leah, you spent since episode one talking about how you're PDD and PMSing and your period's gonna start any second and you don't carry around a tampon. Like, you fucking kidding me? Not only are you obnoxious, you're just unprepared. I have a tampon for you in my man purse because you've been talking about it.
Yeah, Candace is like, y'all bullied her into menstruation. So then what does one do in those situations? Leah goes to the hot tub. So Leah's in the hot tub just doing selfies away from everyone else. And everyone else just sort of like squabbling. It's like back and forth. It's like everyone all at once and everything. And Candace is finally like, can I say this? Can I say this? I have not been comfortable this entire time I've been here. God. And then she's crying. The crying
My
goes
husband
out,
has a like, job.
This is very hard for me. Everyone's like, why? I have felt anxiety every day. Okay, I've talked to my mom every morning, crying to her. Admittedly, it's been 3 mornings, but still, every morning, I am far from home in a luxury villa in the best accommodations possible. Everything paid for. This is terrible.
What is this drama? Are you at camp for the first time? What the fuck is going on with Candace? By the way, I'm loving Candace on this show. But well, this is ridiculous. So ridiculous. She's going to histrionics because she's on an all-expense-paid trip to Thailand. Hilarious. Meanwhile, Marisol's like, periods are so old school. Who does that? How passe? I haven't had a period since 1981. That's fucking ridiculous.
I know. That's right. So then Candace is still going on. She goes, yesterday was the first day that I did not feel like I wanted to go home. I'm like, that was day two. There was day one. So the first day you were like, oh, I'm jet lagged. I want to go home. Day two, you're like, oh, I like it here. Like, what? This has not been a month long like incarceration for you.
So she's like, I've tried to keep it to myself and keep a smile on my face. Really? Because you've been bitching about it since day two. And I don't think it's fair that someone like Leah, who is able to express that, is, I won't say bullied, But I will say villainized for being able to express it. She is being villainized because she's been incredibly rude to everyone.
She's been a dick.
Okay? This is not about you being sad that Chris has a job.
This is also, like, this is not... Leah being a dick and saying she's bored at dinner is not an empowering moment for her. That is not her being able to articulate her anxiety. That's her being a dick. If anything, Candace having anxiety but being able to sort of, like, manage it and still be social and put on, like, a smile is actually pretty admirable. And she's acting like... I admire Leah because she's able to not manage her anxiety well and to unleash it on everyone else. I wish I could do that. It's like, no, you don't aspire for that.
And then it cuts to Leah just in the hot tub taking selfies. It's like, and then Force is like, wait a minute, you have anxiety being around people you don't know, but then your event was the shadiest event, making fun of the people that you don't know. So how does that make sense? And Marisol's like, God, I haven't laughed since 1982 when I realized the periods were over. God, thanks for making me smile again.
By the way, I also want to mention Marisol has a literal ulcer. Okay, she has an ulcer. She's fine. She's the one who should have the most anxiety right now. So now
it's round four, Portia versus Candace. And Candace is like, I was having a fun time making people comfortable. And Portia's like, how, that's how you make people feel comfortable? By making making other people feel uncomfortable? And Candace is like, oh God, you were uncomfortable? She goes, yes, I was uncomfortable. Well, sorry I made you uncomfortable.
Alexa's like, no, because it wasn't actually, it was like, so then she's, I'm sorry, Candace starts saying, were you uncomfortable? Were you uncomfortable? Were you uncomfortable? And Alexa's like, no, I wasn't uncomfortable because mine was actually very nice. Although there was an error. You said I was Havana White, but I think you meant Vanna White. Uh-huh. So Giselle was like, well, I was uncomfortable. And Portia's like, well, if it felt like that, then I would be so nice. It'd be like, if I felt like that, I would be so nice to everyone I encountered. Like, if I had anxiety around people, I'd be, like, so sweet to them. And Candace is like, that's you, Portia, not me. Don't project your feelings about how you deal with anxiety onto me, because I deal with it by being terrible to people.
And Portia goes, buzzword, buzzword. I was like, which one? Oh, my God. That's all. You guys are talking like teenagers on Tumblr. Like, what the fuck, dude? And so Portia goes, buzzword, buzzword. And Candace goes, what's that? She goes, a buzzword. What you just used, project. It doesn't apply here. No one's projecting. And she's like, you can't tell me what applies to how I feel about where I am. It's like, oh my God. It's a how I feel fight. I can't.
Exactly. I can't. So Portia's like, she walks away. She's like, I tried to come for you and you insulted me. So she's just saying that, like, you know, her intention was because, you know, Candace shed a tear and she wanted to go console her. And then instead, like, Portia, like, Candace went and came for her instead.
Right. So then Candace is like, well, I have anxiety about being on the other side of the world. And Portia goes, me too. And Giselle's like, all of us have anxiety. And Candace is like, I'm not expecting special treatment. I'm just saying that Leah should not be penalized for expressing her opinion. And Portia's like, you know what? Housewives do not have a good history on yachts, period. Okay.
And then we see, like, this Portia and Cynthia fighting on a boat where Cynthia kicked Portia in the stomach. And then we see, of course, the Roni on their boat in
the
Colombia.
Yeah, Colombia. And Ramona saying, oh, fuck you, Kenya, like on the first girls' trip. Oh, God, I love boats on these shows. So Heather's so like, I don't want to be sober, a sobriety coach, because I just don't know how to toe that line. You know, I have friends who are alcoholics and, you know, I would funnel drinks. I'll funnel drinks to those friends. You know, they're really working for sobriety. And I'm like, here's a martini. Know what I mean? And they're just looking at her like, what?
Like,
how is it possible for one person to say this many stupid things in a row?
I know.
And we're yelling at Leah for calling somebody bored. I mean, how are they not screaming at Heather yet?
And they're like, why would you do that? She goes, well, because they asked me to. And Candace is like, but addiction is a disease. If someone has cancer, if my friend has cancer and she said, call Dr. Kevorkian, I want to add this, I'd be like, what's his number? I'm right there for you, Heather. We know you're ride or die. And if your friend asks for something, you're going to be there. But, like, Maybe be like ride or injured, not ride or die.
So bad. So Leah's like, oh my God, me and Heather moved past our little issue from the first day. But like, if I ever go through a rough time, I'm not calling her. And she goes, and Heather tells us, listen, I'm not here to help anyone achieve stability in their life.
I'm struggling to put on my own oxygen mask. Okay. So
I can't even get dressed in the morning. Have you seen what I'm wearing?
And Candace, like, so are you the type of friend who just like supports your friends, like even to their own detriment? She goes, yes. I mean, have you seen my friends? One's in jail for one less year now, by the way, also we should mention.
And Candace doesn't even know what to say. She's just like, touche that, I guess. And Leah's like, are you in therapy?
All the time. There's so much wackiness happening. Like this is so good.
This was the episode where it comes.
This is the episode. I feel like the first episode was like everyone sort of like saying hi. It was polite. Second episode's like, okay. This is the episode where it's like, okay, the neuroses has been unleashed. The season that begins now.
It's so good. So then but now we play a game, because what else would we do on this show? So Alexia's like, the chef has made Cuban sandwiches, which is typical for us because we're Cubans. And you know what? Cubans like to eat meat, but they like it between two pieces of bread, which is crazy. So I hope you're okay with it.
Like, something that Cubans do is that they eat food for nourishment. So, like, I don't know if that's something that other cultures do, but, like, that's something that we do.
Cubans like to eat. And Candace is like, black people like to eat, too. I'm like, guess what? People like to eat, okay? Animals like to eat. Everything living literally eats, okay?
Actually, the one things that don't like to eat are really like the Real Housewives, to be honest. So, yeah, especially Marisol. So this is sort of like a silly game. It's not another like two truths and a lie. This is basically everyone has to hold up a sign that has Cuban slang on it. And, you know, it was fun. It's actually kind of cute. You know, they're all sort of saying these things. And Alexia's saying, oh, well, you know, Peter, that means like you're a big mess, or like, oh, you're like a good bullshitter.
Mm-hmm. So they teach him like arroz con mango. They teach him all these little phrases, which I'm going to kind of pass for you.
Yeah, because my Spanish accent, like, I'll be like, so they learned the phrase que bola acire. So
yeah, it's just also,
I don't want to butcher it too badly. Yeah, it's like it was a cute scene. It was cute.
So then Giselle, of course, is like, okay, no one's fighting after this game. Bad game. So I want to skip gears for a second. So you said last night, maybe in a drunken stupor, that you two had pinky promised that you weren't going to talk about each other on camera. Is that right, Whitney? And Whitney's like, no, we said we were going to move forward. And then we see them pinky promise the day before.
Yeah.
And Whitney's like, we're equally responsible for what has gone on in our relationship. And Heather goes, I don't remember saying that. I do remember saying that we're going to try and move forward, though.
And Leah's like, Whitney, you were talking a little shit about Heather, though, just so you know.
Can I explain it?
No, because you said, like, she still has her name on that Mormon thing, that, like, Mormon log thing or whatever, the rolls. Oh, no, she doesn't. I looked. She doesn't have it. Did you scroll, Alexia? Hold on. Oh, there's her name.
It's there still. It's there. Leah's like, yeah, like if she still has her name on the rolls, then why does she have a book coming out? And Heather goes, what the fuck, Whitney?
Heather, by the way, I don't know if this was your interpretation of that. That was me. That to me, that was Heather being like, and now this is, I've seen the greats doing it. I've been watching them all day. And now this is my moment. Totally. What the fuck?
Yeah, you know? She was like, I'm in. They just tapped me in. Here I go. Wish me luck. God bless you. What the fuck, Whitney?
What the fuck are you saying, Whitney?
So funny. So then we see ding, 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 round 11 or whatever, Heather versus Whitney. So Leah's like, yeah. And like, you really didn't trust her is what you said. And Whitney goes, well, I did say that. And then we see a clip of Whitney saying, yeah, I really did leave the Mormon church, but she like begged me not to. And Leah goes, but like, why is she still Mormon then? Like, if she doesn't like that. Just because she's writing a book called Bad Mormon and helping people like leave. I don't get it.
I don't think that's what the book was. I don't think the book was about like how to leave the church. I think it was like, I'm a bad Mormon and this is what I had to deal with, right? So Heather's like, what? Okay, Why did you even say that? How long have you not identified as a minor? As a Mormon, when he's like, 15 years. Okay, and when did you get your name off the rolls? 6 months ago? Because the priesthood would not release me. But that's also because the priesthood were in a villa and I got lost walking to the villa. So it took a long time for me to be released.
Well, exactly. So how are you condemning me for something you've experienced? This is bullshit, Whitney. And Whitney's like, but I had to sit down with the local authorities of the church to ask to be released, but then they denied me. And Leah's like, oh my God, I thought the Catholics were crazy. Jesus Christ. And Candace is like, I mean, they still are, but wow.
Yeah. So Heather's like, I mean, you're 15 years ahead of me and you're going to flip that on me? I mean, like, you know, I've been reluctant because, you know, like, that seems like an aggressive roster. I don't know what that sentence means anymore now today, but I'm angry. I'm angry at Whitney still. What does she mean by that? I'm like, I've been reluctant because it seems like an aggressive roster.
I don't. But you're endorsing. Well, no, I didn't have that. I just have that.
Whitney is a saying, typo.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like so much fighting that, you know, you only get every other line. But I heard her saying, Whitney was like, well, now they have an organization of attorneys that do it for you, taking your name off the roll. But that means to other Mormons that you don't exist. And Heather is saying she's not taking her name off the rolls because it seems like a flippant, aggressive action. If she's already left the church, like, why does she have to, like, make it more hurtful by filing paperwork? And Whitney says having your name on the rolls, literally, you're supporting them because they count you when they lobby for bills or buy properties or build temples. And Heather's like, I mean, the way I live my life, the way I raise my children, those are the tenets of my faith. Not my name on a database, but a title on a best-selling New York author book sale. Bestseller, bestseller, Bad Mormon.
You're saying that you reject all these things about the Mormon church, but you're still endorsing them. That seems hippopotamus to me, okay? And she's like, what are you talking about? The Mormon church has filed a trademark injunction against me, okay? They know who I am, okay? They understand who I am right now. And like, I'm being alienated and ostracized from my community right now, okay? Okay, fine. I fucked up. I said something fucked up about you. I did that.
Well, apologize to me and stop trying to prove me wrong, Whitney. And she goes, I didn't. Everyone's stirring the pot.
Portia's being shady. And Portia's like, that was a damaging thing that she said. And then she said to me that I was being shady. That's a flippant response.
Yeah, she's been crying. So Heather's like, I cannot believe you're being shady just to impress Portia and Giselle. I mean, my God, Whitney. She goes, you're being hypocritical. She goes, oh, fuck that, Whitney. And Candace is like waving her sign around. Like, okay.
But I feel this way. This is how I feel. I really feel this way. I feel this way. And by the way, I love how Heather has flipped it on Whitney, being like, you're just being shady to impress Giselle and Portia, when literally all Heather's been talking about is like, oh my God, Giselle and Portia are here. You know?
So funny. So then Candace is like, please, can we have lunch? So some of them move down for lunch, and some of them stay with, like, Portia stays with Heather. And Heather's like, I've given up everything to tell my truth, and you call it a lie? How dare you? And Portia's like, there. And Heather tells us that they've just finished filming season 3 of Salt Lake, and it was a rough season. They haven't even had their reunion yet. They haven't talked about it, and there's still issues. So to hear Whitney spewing these lies is horrifying. It's horrible. It is just horrible.
Her story changes, depends on who she's talking to. It's hard to support your friend when you don't know which version of the story you're supporting. So, hey, I'm trying to process where Heather and I got to this point. And Giselle's like, how do you not know why y'all are in this together all the time? I do not know.
Whitney's like, because for me, it was out of pain. And Giselle goes, from what though? She goes, it was like the hardest times of my life because I had to, in real time, process that my entire life was a lie. And then we see clips of her saying that her childhood was blocked from ages 9 to 17. And Giselle's
Killing
like,
journey. Yeah.
Yeah. Giselle's like, Did you learn to drive?
So yeah, Whitney tries to do this whole thing of like, I'm on a healing journey and I'm remembering things now that my brother told me, and now I'm like scared. And Giselle's like, okay, but what does this have to do with Heather? And she's like, I needed her in that moment. To lie. I did not need that. I just needed you to confirm the fact that there was juice for Jazz.
This is the problem with her. Like, this doesn't make sense. You're saying that you were going through the hardest time in your life because you're remembering that there could have been childhood abuse, and the way that Heather could have supported you was lying that she heard that Lisa was guzzling juice for Jazz.
I know. It's like she was alone. I think that she's trying to say that she's like off at sea alone in this emotions, and she's feeling so alone and so confused, and she just wants to know that she has someone who supports her. And if you don't support in any way, then it just shows that you're not there to support her at all in life. I think that's the logic here.
We've just barely made it through Salt Lake City listening to this tripe for how long? How many weeks? I can't. I hope this is, they just get this out of their system, because I can't go through all of this.
This is
it's hurtful to have to relive this.
But this is actually what was great about this episode, was because when Whitney brought it up on the show, you could see all the women were trying to be respectful of her. You know, they sort of know she's trying to, there's some sort of bullshit about this whole thing, but they're trying to be respectful because she keeps on doing the whole thing about like childhood, like abuse. And you don't want to joke about that. And then at the reunion, Andy also has to be careful about it. But on this show, they're like, yeah, but like,
what's that have to do with anything?
They're not going to let her get away with it anymore.
Right. And she's like, yeah, you weren't there. And then Heather's like, I never supported Jen. I mean, I've showed up for her, but I've never supported the horrible, horrible things that she did. And Portia says, oh, you never lied for her? She goes, no, I've never lied for her. And Whitney goes, ha ha, ha ha. And Giselle goes, Whitney doesn't believe you.
And Whitney's like, but your black eye. So Whitney's saying the black eye, she lied for Jen for the black eye. So Heather goes, the black eye has nothing to do with Jen. And Giselle's like, oh, wow. Where's my popcorn? You had a black eye?
First she goes, wait a minute. What does a black eye have to do with anything? And Heather's like, they're saying that Jen gave me a black eye and I won't squeal on Jen. And they're like, what? And Heather goes, because it happened.
And Heather's like, I'm not going to talk about the black eye, okay? I said I don't know how I got it. Snitches get stitches, and I don't recall.
Again, like she
learned. Why did you say that?
She learned nothing from her season. She's still saying snitches get stitches, making it sound like someone hit her.
Does she know what snitches get stitches even means? I'm starting to wonder if she does not realize what that phrase is. Does she think that, like, snitches get stitches means, like, bad Mormons get stitches, and that's why she has a black eye? Like, does she know what it means?
I think she knows exactly what it means, and she's doing it on purpose, because she is kind of blaming Jen without blaming her, and Jen is like the villain, you know? She's odd. I can't ever tell where she's coming from. It's like you're blaming Jen, but you still want to be Jen's friend. Also, you heard this, I'm sure, but Jen's sentence just got cut down a year.
Yeah, so just
Jen
that.
will be out in 5 years, five years, which means she will be back on this show. And if anybody is thinking that she won't, or that this show is,
she'll
over,
be back.
She'll be back.
And I mean, it's not going to be 5 years. It'll probably go down to like two or three. Let's be honest. Yeah, let's be honest. Okay. Yeah. Judicial system. That's a comment. That's a statement. Okay.
They're going to be like, we ran out of hot Cheetos. So we had to let people out of jail. That's it. Like, what are they supposed to survive on? Fruits and vegetables? Come on.
You know what? Welcome to your parole board. Okay. I heard you're being very day class A. Okay. So you know what? We're going to let you out of jail. Congratulations. So Marisol's like, so what happened? Like, did you fall down some stairs? Was it Botox? What was it? And Whitney's like, well, when she took her glasses off, I gasped for air.
And Giselle tells us, oh, it must be the criminal who punched her, because only criminals punch people, right? You know, which I liked, because it's like, you know, this is too easy. I like the instinct of, this is bullshit, Whitney. Like, you can't just blame the person who's already in trouble for everything. You know?
Yeah. So Heather's like, well, you know, I have theories. You know, I was in a separate villa and there was this overhanging cabinet, and four or five times I hit my head when I brushed my teeth, and I maybe hit my eye. And she was like, a cabinet doesn't fly out and punch you in the face.
No, but one of the best theories I read on Soch was that she was doing a line off the sink and she hit her head into the cabinet. Now that one I can believe. Been there.
But still wouldn't get the eye. But it still wouldn't, like, That's hard to get the cabinet edge into your eyeball. But I guess if she went up like
that. Not really. Like that, not if you smack it like that. Oh, God. I just hit myself in the eye like a fucking idiot. But yeah, like not if you're going down really hard and you're drunk and you hit the cabinet in front of you. I mean, I could see that happening.
So theory two, Heather's like, you know, I was roughhousing. Maybe I got an elbow in the eye. I didn't feel it. And Whitney's like, everyone was wasted. I went to bed right away, and I locked the door, and I heard Jen and Heather and Meredith running around the house, but I never heard a scuffle. Like,
this I'm sorry to repeat, but just how she tells the story. The other women are looking at these two like they're completely bonkers. Whitney goes, we had Marilyn Monroe night, and everyone was intoxicated, and I heard Jen and Heather and Meredith running through the house. The next morning, we went go-kart riding. It's not a shiner. The white of her eye was black. Even the white. They're just
she has scratches.
And then Portia goes, so what? So what, Whitney? Why would you drop this bomb here like this girl got beat by Jen and leave out the whole part where they were running around having a good time drunk?
Yeah, she's basically like, that's an important part, right? So Whitney's like, this is the first time that she's told her theory. I'm only catching up, and I'm still catching up on all the things I forgot from my childhood. So Portia's like, well, I don't know how Salt Lake girls play, but apparently you can get hurt.
And she says, I don't know who hit her, but Whitney wants us to understand that Jen did it. Got it. And I'm just loving the other takes from everybody else who aren't like inundated with this shit for a whole year. They're like, bullshit. They're just calling bullshit on everything.
Yeah.
And so Heather's like, I don't have a recollection. I mean, I have a theory. And Giselle goes, okay, so I'm done with this Barbie sleuth. Like, no, she goes, I'm a Barbie sleuth, and I figured this out. Jen Shaw punched Heather in the face, but if Heather tells anybody, they're going to give her more years in the clink, and Heather doesn't want that on her spirit, so she's just saying she doesn't know. And Whitney's like, well, thanks a lot for telling me your theory, because that's the first time I've ever heard the cabinet story, Heather.
And Heather's like, I don't owe you anything for you to be loyal to me. I shouldn't have to tell you a theory for you just to have my back. So now the women now they go to lunch, and Heather's saying, talking to Leah, and she's like, I doubled over kindness and forgiveness. I can't believe that. I can't believe that. And Leah's like, yeah, it made me feel like, damn, I don't think I can trust Whitney if like she's doing that to you, right? By the way, your whole story about the black eye, super boring.
And then cuts back to Whitney, and she's like, I'm literally just trying to understand what's going on. Like, why am I getting called out?
Well, and then Heather's back. She's like, well, you should get called out because you're full of shit, Whitney. Full of that. Giselle, did you like that? Did you like what I just did there, Giselle? High five. High five.
She threw down the gauntlet. That's what she just ran. She threw down the gauntlet, everybody. Oh, Whitney, if you're showing them a picture of my black eye, that is fucking disgusting, Whitney.
Giselle's like, I asked her.
Like, scrolling through her phone.
Yeah. And Heather's like, she's so thirsty to please you, Giselle. Okay. Like, she's so, like, she clap like a seal, Whitney. Clap like a seal. Whitney's like,
And Maricel's like, Heather, you're getting naughty in here. And Alexi's like, oh my God, American women are crazy, right?
Maricel goes, don't say American women, just say people from Utah.
So now Heather's with Candace and Leah going on, like, I think loyalty is more important than Whitney does, apparently. And then back to Whitney. Whitney's like, is it disloyal if I show the picture? I'm trying to decide. And Portia's like, I'm not trying to pressure you. You could just describe it. Whitney's like, just bear with me. This is really deep and hard.
What? Hold on. Like, you're not dropping an atomic bomb on a country. Okay, you're not about to destroy Luxembourg for crying out loud. Like, she's acting like she's at the season finale of 24. So Marisol's like, she's like, well, if you're trying to repair things with her, if that's on the show, let it go on the show. Don't you, everybody here? You're only going to make it worse with her, and you need to move forward.
So then Marisol brings out maracas, you know, and she's like, well, wait a minute. We shouldn't bring out the maracas now. They'll just beat each other with them if we give them to them now. And Whitney goes, yeah, we'll all get black eyes.
So Heather's like, Well, she's told every secret she can because she wants to get attention from the alphas. And Alexia's like, well, why is like a black guy so important? Oh, well, you know, Peter, I mean, like, you know, you should see his girlfriend. It's like every day over there. So Heather's like, oh, she's... I went there. So Heather's like, I don't...
Heather... I'm like Heather's... I'm like the low blow queen. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm mortified.
I know. I feel like every single time I do like one low blow, it's like,
oh, I do. I get shocked every time. I'm like, Benjamin.
Oh, well, you know, Peter. So, like, listen, he has to live in the real world. People are going to say those things, okay? Like, he has to live
in the real world. Yeah, you got to learn to be stronger about it.
You know, so, people say it.
Leah's telling Heather, let's get some foot massages. And Heather goes, you know what? We need to get a selfie first. This is my first breakdown. You were here. Let's get it together. Click, 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 click.
So, Candace is saying to Leah, like, you know, Giselle lives a lie. She insinuated that Chris lured her into a dressing room for inappropriate behavior. And Leah's like, how can I make this about me? Oh, I know. Oh, so like I said I was bored and like that's the worst thing she ever heard. No, absolutely not. Like, why would she come at me about that? Why? And Candace is like, because she's a raggedy hoe. That's what she does.
And of course, Marisol needs to rely on props because it's Marisol Day. So, of course, she stopped by a party city in Thailand. So now they're getting off the boat, and Heather's like, when I pictured up. Oh, no. What did I skip?
No, because I think they're still on the boat because Leah goes over to Giselle and she's like, Giselle, I'm a little upset. Like, you just came at me for saying I'm bored at a dinner table, and she's telling me that you falsely accused her husband of sexual assault. And Giselle's like, whoa, wah. I would never say that. That didn't happen. I'm not trying to make this messy. I wasn't going to say anything, Candace. So Leah has turned this thing, it made herself the victim of this. And then Giselle is now trying to pivot it to be like, I was never going to say this, but Candace, you did it. Look at you, Candace, being messy. They're just all passing the buck.
I don't have that anywhere. I don't remember this happening at all.
Well, guess what? It did. Let me tell you about what happened. So Giselle's like, Leah said, you said I accused Chris of sexual assault. And Candace, we've gone over this a million times. I never used the word lured. I never said sexual encounters. And Candace is like, well, the situation is you planted that really small seed to make my husband look like he wanted to do something inappropriate. And Leah's like, huh, I find it quite rich that neck is out here crucifying me over saying I'm bored when she's literally trying to ruin a man's life. That's hypocrisy. So Giselle just starts denying all these things. She's like, I never did this. I never said it. I just said it made me uncomfortable. And Candace is like, you didn't have to say it. I'm accusing you of being a lying ass bitch because that's what you were. All for a TV show. It was fucked up. You're creating a narrative that makes my husband look like Michael Darby. Lexi goes, who's Michael Darby? Marisol's like, oh, that's Ashley's husband who cheats on her. And so Giselle's like, okay, well, we've all hashed it out. And Ken's like, oh, it's fine. It's cool. And Alexa's like, listen, we just want to have fun, okay? So then now the maracas come out. And I think this is where...
Did we watch different versions of this? Because none of that was in my recap. I don't remember seeing it. And also, I've been reading online that there's like... different versions, like the Roku you can hit for special scenes and you'll see all sorts of stuff that other people aren't seeing. It's weird. I wonder how they saw different things.
I saw a very intense scene. I mean, I saw a whole fight that happened where Giselle was, well, I will say this, Giselle looked, she looked a little blindsided because I think that Giselle was really sort of controlling all these fights, and the fact that it got turned on her where Leah was like, like, what? Like, you're mad at me because I said I was bored when you're going around saying that, like Chris sexually assaulted you. So it was like a pretty, quick.
That's really good. And also that takes me to Leah's side for the first time in this episode. Good for her.
But it was also funny how they kept on spinning it all for their own purposes. Leah was spinning it to be like, I am the victim here because you tried to make me look bad when you said worse things. Then Giselle was like, I'm the victim here because Candace and I agreed to take the higher road and not bring it onto this show, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so are they exiting the boat?
Yeah, foot massages, maracas.
Okay, yeah. So now they're leaving. And Heather's like, well, when I heard I was going on a yacht, I pictured blue water, Leo DiCaprio with a backpack on his head. I didn't think I'd have swollen eyes from sobbing so much. Isn't it great? What drama. God, I really delivered today.
So Leo's like, well, I thought about jumping overboard several times. And you're right, guys. I do want to go. So
now they're in the vans, and Heather's like, I don't want to go with Whitney's car. Is this one full? And she's like, come on, Candace, take off your coat of shame so I can climb in.
So they're all getting in, and Heather does wind up in Whitney's van. So they're just like, they're driving back, and Giselle is saying, Leah's saying it's like a really negative day, and Giselle's like, why do you not feel like she should not say what she thinks? And Alexa's like, well... Oh, well, you know, she says she doesn't care, but like, she's not a snitch, you know? And she's like, oh, she's not a snitch. And Marisol's like, well, I guess if she did say that. And Lexi's like, well, she wrote a whole book, you know? I think
yeah, Marisol says, well, we know she's a snitch because now she said it and now she's told everybody and we know, right? That she basically said that Jen punched her, right? Without saying it. So she's right. Like, now we know she is a snitch. And Alexia goes, I mean, she wrote a book, which is like, she tattletaled on the Mormon faith, so...
Right, and Giselle's like, well, why would you protect someone who punched you in the face? Ah. And Portia goes, well, maybe someone broke into her room while she was asleep.
She says, like, maybe someone broke into her room and punched her in the face while she was sleeping.
Which is such a funny, I mean, it's in real life, that's not a funny thing, but it's kind of funny to think about. Just like
so then they get home and Giselle's like, why do I always have to look so decrepit coming up this hill? Because I have to go back up that hill. And Leah's talking to Candace and she's like, oh my God, today is crazy. That was like, boom, boom. And Candace says, yeah, you shouldn't take it personally when she's acting like that. Giselle is just a bitter woman and bitter women like her will say whatever and do whatever.
Yeah. So, Candace is saying that Leah also was saying she didn't know, like, she was surprised by Portia, too, what Portia was saying. And Candace is like, well, Portia's whole life is a clusterfuck on TV. Yeah. And then it cuts to, like, Heather in bed reading Portia's autobiography and just, like, so happy. Be like, I can't believe I know the person who wrote this book. And she's in the next room. And I think we're going to be friends by the end of this.
And she's reading it. It looks like a children's book because, like, one page. She's like, welcome to Portia's world. Turn page. Once upon a time, I was a hoe. Turn page. And I'm admitting it. I can't take it back. Turn page. Because I did it. Turn page. I was a hoe.
Leah's like, do I hit a reset button with people and forget it? Like, what do we do as a group collectively? And Candace is like, well, you know what? She needs to be checked regardless of what her intentions are. And Leah's like, agreed.
Yeah, so if it were me, I would check her and still expect her to be a messy-ass bitch. But she needs to know that you can't be running out of the room when she talks to you any kind of a way. So Candace is, of course, like, I'm on your side. Take down Giselle.
Was she saying take down Giselle or take down Portia? I think Giselle, right?
Either work at this because it's either Candace is against Team Bo.
Yeah, Candace wants Leah to go and do it.
Right. So then Portia and Giselle are taking shots with Pepsi. And Pepsi's like, start your engines, ladies. We need to get you more shots. And then Portia's like, oh, my God, we need to get you more shots, Pepsi. Did you guys see him? He's humping the air. Please, Lord, watch over me.
And that was the end of episode 3. A pretty wild and great episode. Fun times. Fun times.
Really, well, everyone, really fun times.
Thanks what for being
funny
here.
Show. God, I was cracking up watching this show.
Me too. I was laughing out loud multiple times.
Very, very good. Well, guys, thank you for being with us. We will be back mañana with some live show action, live from Seattle with Pump Rules, and then live from San Francisco. Nope. Live from Seattle with Real Housewives of New Jersey. Sorry, almost... Mm-hmm. Got us in a lot of trouble with that one. And then live in San Francisco with Pump Rules. For tickets, go over to watchwhatcrappens.com. Also tickets for our other dates. And thanks for being with us on demand, everyone on Patreon. We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good. Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.